Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help a Mercedes get revenge on her man Andrew, say aye.
Aye.
Mercedes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I need you guys' help, though. I need to, kick my husband's butt today.
We can help.
Okay, so my sister Crystal is, she went vegan, 4 months ago and just went overboard. Started, vegan checking us on everything. That's meat. That's a byproduct. That's not plant-based. Who are you? You're destroying the environment.
Oh.
Every time. Yeah, she just went to the next level with it. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Crystal jumps on every fad that there is. So I kind of didn't think it was going to really last, but it's been 4 months and we're being tortured. So my husband, idiot, sorry, I do love him though.
Well, I'm glad about that, girl.
So he's like, oh, you know what? I think we should try this plant-based. I'm going to experiment because he loves to cook. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to make a meal for you and Crystal, and I want to try it out, and I want to see what her taste buds say since she's been doing it for so long. Let's just give it a shot. So I was like, okay, babe, let's do it, And we had her over. We had a lasagna. It was so good. And Crystal had three servings. She had three servings.
Damn,
and it was amazing.
Girl, work.
Yeah, and it, for a vegan lasagna, it was amazing.
Well, everything sounds amazing, so what's the problem?
Lasagna was not vegan. He used ground beef in it and said it was Beyond Burger, one of those plant-based. And my sister was sick within 15, 20 minutes. She missed a week of work because she hasn't had meat in almost 5 months. It's been 4.5 months. Your body doesn't know how to digest it. So he refused to apologize.
What?
Wow.
Wait, why did he put meat in it knowing that your sister is vegan?
Because she just went vegan and she always follows these fads, and he really wanted to get back at her because she was being so
annoying. Super annoying.
Yeah.
She was being super annoying. She lives with us guys, so it's like we sit down for lunch on Sunday to watch football and we're having hot dogs, and she's like, those could be plant based. We sit down for dinner.
Oh. Yeah, you could plant your ass outside then.
Oh my God.
Let me watch football. No, I feel you. And it's not just vegans, just people trying to push their diet, whether it's keto, whether it's anything.
I don't care.
I don't care what you do, just don't push it on me.
Exactly. You can inform me if I ask.
Yes.
But if I didn't.
Yeah, no, I get it, Mercedes. I could see why your husband was a little.
Yeah, but she got really sick, and it was I think he went too far, and he refuses to apologize.
He needs to. The fact that he hasn't is ridiculous. I mean, I get it, just like everybody else has said, but there's no reason he should do that. Thank goodness it's not for religious purposes or anything that she's not gone vegan. My gosh.
Yeah, I get where your husband is coming from, but he definitely shouldn't have done that to get her really sick. And then not apologize, you just got to apologize.
At least.
At the very least.
He was just apologized because she was being so obnoxious. I mean, we were about to shoot ourselves. We were come on,
dramatic, but
that's
okay.
A little bit dramatic.
Yeah,
just
girl.
A little bit.
Oh, I was making a joke. No, we're very people. I was saying
just want to make sure. Okay, Carla, how many seconds are we giving her?
300.
300 seconds to convince and coax your husband, Andrew, into baby talking to you live on your radio while you ask, just to embarrass him back, as he pretty much embarrassed you.
Okay.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Of course. Yes, we always baby talk, baby.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, baby, give me that eggplant.
She wants to go vegan now.
Hello.
Oh, my God. You guys, but it's still meat.
Okay. We're calling Andrew up next, Mercedes.
Please, let's get this mother...
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She is on one. Wow. Vegan potty mouth. Mercedes Cupcake call up next. Morning Mess. Morning Mess is back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Mercedes needs revenge on her husband. Got her sister way sick. So listen, her sister used to live with them. And they had quite the relationship, her man and her. Anyways, she went vegan. And she's trying to force her vegan lifestyle on husband, and the wifey Mercedes got on his nerves. She came over for some dinner. He decided he wanted to teach her a lesson.
Yeah, he makes lasagna for my vegan sister, swears that he's learning to cook vegan because he's inspired by her. And then at the end of the night, tells us that it was ground beef. She gets sick for a week because her body can't digest it.
Right.
And refuses to apologize.
And that is so mean. Now, I come from a family of people who have gone vegetarian and even vegan. Like, it really shocks the body when you introduce meat back into the diet. So that's really messed up of him to do that and to not apologize.
Yeah, she missed a week of work. He needs to apologize.
Mm-hmm. She needs to thank him. She got a week off. What the? Charmin is going on.
Ew!
Well, he hasn't apologized. You want to get back at him, and here we are. All right, how many seconds we're giving Mercedes?
300.
300 seconds to convince and coax your husband into baby talk to you live in a radio. That way we embarrass him. Okay?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe. You at work?
Yeah. What's going on?
Honey, I don't feel good. I think what happened to Crystal happened to me. I feel like shit. Like, I have to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. I don't feel good. Please come home. Like, this is bad.
Ugh. I'm sorry. I can't do that. You know my boss. Like, he's not going to let me go. Like, there's no way.
Like,
I'm sorry, but, like, you're going to have to wait till I get home.
No, I'm scared, honey. Like, there's something wrong. I think I got sick from that beef or something, too. I don't feel good. What if something happens to me? You need to come home. What if your wife, like, God forbid, dies? Come home.
Well, you're not going to die. Like, I think we're being a little,
Andrew,
yeah.
Come
no,
home.
You know I can't do that. I'm really sorry you're not feeling well, hon,
come
but,
home.
Like.
Okay, woman, do the voice when you put me in bed, you tuck me in, because I'm going to tuck myself in, and I need you to stay here. Please, stay here.
We come went home. From you feeling like you're going to die to me, you wanting me to do a baby voice.
I want you to do the baby voice that you do when you tuck me in because I'm about to die, so I have to tuck myself in because you won't come home. Do it. Do it. I'm tucking myself
okay.
in right
okay.
now.
Okay, 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 okay. I will. Just give me a second. Let me get somewhere that isn't here. All right. What's the matter, my baby? You feel really, really bad, huh? Oh, no, that's no good. Daddy gonna finish all the walkies? And Daddy gonna come home and we're gonna tuck you in. And maybe we can get you some tea. Mm-hmm. Do you want that? Some little sleepy time tea, maybe?
I think I'm sick.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're live on the radio right now, Andrew.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Mercedes, you want to explain why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
You are embarrassing yourself live on the radio, honey, because of what you did to Crystal, my sister, and you refused to apologize. So you need to taste your own medicine. She was sick for a week because you fed her that ground beef, and you still have no concept of how f***ed up that was.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus, great. Andrew, you remember giving your sister-in-law mud butt? You remember that?
Oh.
Apologize.
This is what this is all about? Like, yeah. I give her a little bit of meat and you're doing this to me?
I mean, yeah, she's a vegan.
Look, man.
Yeah.
Like, all I'm saying is that girl needed a little meat in her life and I just thought I could help out.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
No!
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.